And it is Monday morning, which means 11 o'clock is Self-Love with Sharon D. It's Monday the 28th of November. I hope you are wrapping up if you were going out there this morning. Kind of had to motivate myself to get out of bed this morning. So I don't know how you guys are doing, better than me, I hope. But one person who I know will always be positive and always be there with tips. And this morning we are talking about self-care at Christmas. So last week we touched on self-love at Christmas, and we were talking about setting boundaries and saying no and all the rest. So we're following on with this in a more caring nature. We care for others, but who cares for us? Who does care, Monica Jackson? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharon. Yes, indeed, it's good to remember and have this reminder to look after ourselves, because people at Christmas, it is about other people a lot of the time, what to buy, what to get, you know, what to get for our loved ones to make them happy, which is beautiful. It's a lovely part of Christmas, but it is important, you know, for the busy people, you know, the busy parents, you know, and also people, you know, who don't have big families, people living alone, people maybe who are bereaved. Many, you know, situations that people are dealing with at Christmas. You know, some people just don't look forward to Christmas. They find it quite difficult and quite emotional. And the people then that, you know, are looking forward, you know, both sets of people really need to find different ways to look after themselves. And I suppose one that I'm thinking of is mindfulness. You know, bringing yourself back into the present moment and saying, this is a moment, this is a day. Not to think even too far ahead to Christmas Day or Christmas week. Take each day as it comes, you know, not to be overwhelmed by things from the past. And you know, I suppose it is a very nostalgic time for people, you know, and I suppose to try and bring yourself back into the present moment, not thinking, you know, obviously, you know, having lovely memories and that. But if it becomes overwhelming to say, I bring myself back into the present moment, what am I doing now? And mindfulness can be just, I'm having a cup of tea now, this is lovely, you know, I'm having a nice hot cup of tea, I'm sitting here, I'm in the moment. If you're cooking the dinner, you know, I'm cleaning the carrots, you know, or you know, cleaning the potatoes, and just to bring yourself back to where you are, and not, I suppose, to be feeling swept away by Christmas and that. So that's a very, you know, helpful thing, I think, just even to catch yourself if you're going into the past, too much into the future. You know, just, no, I bring myself back. And it's not easy, it takes a bit of practice. But, you know, the more people do it, the easier it gets. So that's one thing. And that's not meditation, that's just mindfulness in the moment.
Yeah,
you don't need to sit down or lie down or anything for
that. I love that, because quite often, excuse me, how I would have started that would be looking at my senses. Do you know, what am I smelling right now? What am I hearing right now? What am I seeing right now? What colours am I seeing right now? And really focusing on right now. Yeah. And also, I like what you said, because it reminds you, bring yourself back in the moment. Don't be preempting problems. Don't be already stressing about things that haven't happened, which is something we do tend to do, especially in families, if there's issues going on, or, you know, it does Auntie Betty sit next to Auntie Jane, you know, at the table, and all that kind of stuff, and dealing with what we know right now and what we're living in right now. So that's a great tip.
And you mentioned the auntie, and I suppose sometimes we are at Christmas, you know, in the company of people that we might not be in the company of the rest of the year. So, you know, in that case, again, you can say, I can be here, I can tolerate, if that's not too strong a word, this, you know, for the moment, and it's for Christmas, it's for a special occasion, you know, and I'm okay, I'm safe, I can protect myself in this, you know, I can, you know, I can kind of bring myself back. And with families as well, you know, you mentioned, you know, busy families and that, you know, if you have a family meeting for people that have a lot of children, or, you know, teenagers, or one child, or even just a couple, you know, that don't have children, sit down and have a family meeting, discuss what's coming up, discuss the tasks that are going to be needed to be done, and who's going to maybe do what. And let people kind of volunteer, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. And then they feel they have a say in the work of Christmas, and feel that, you know, that they have some ownership over their task as well. And then I suppose for the person who is doing all of the cooking or the organising, they know that there are going to be other little tasks that are going to be done for them so that they don't have to do everything. And that's about asking, because I know this is about self-care. That's about asking, you know, I need help with this, you know, to use the I statement. I need some help with this. And, you know, I have a lot to do here. I'm feeling tired. Can you do this? Can you do that? So it's about being okay with the I statement, with saying I need help, or I need to go to my bedroom for 10 minutes and just have 10 minutes to myself, you know, for the busy people.
I love that. I absolutely love that, because, you know, I would go further than to say I need help, I need this. I say I need to enjoy Christmas as well. Because, you know, there is, I don't know, some of us do tend to fall in the martyrship zone when it comes to Christmas. And it's kind of probably born on by ourselves and our story, saying, oh, I want the family to enjoy themselves, therefore I'll busy myself doing all of this while they enjoy Christmas. Yeah. And, you know, that's not right. You know, when were we taught that? When did that become a thing? That we would all need help. I know exactly when you were talking things, it brings my mind to my eldest daughter, who's grown up and married now with her own children. Christmas morning we go to hers for breakfast.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to see the little kids open the presents and all the rest, but it also stops me having to, you know, Christmas is past, it was down with the pan for the breakfast. Then as soon as I finished washing up, it was starting the dinner, and not getting a moment out of the kitchen and just having the breakfast cooked somewhere else. Now she has her dinner cooked somewhere else, so it works out fine. But just knowing it makes it all much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is so important. And I think, you know, what you've said there, you know, if people could remind themselves of that, you know, and remind themselves, I heard that Sharon saying that on the radio, I have the right to enjoy myself and enjoy my Christmas as well. You know, it's so important. And that's for everybody, you know, whether it's parents or anybody, you know, to enjoy it in their own way, I suppose, and get through it in their own way and enjoy what's there, what's available, you know, the Christmas markets, beautiful music on sometimes at Christmas. It usually is, you know, the Christmas market and different things, and, you know, entertainment on the street in most towns. I know there isn't at Lone. And you know, to kind of say, I'll go out, I'll get some fresh air, I'll get some daylight, get a little bit of exercise, just to be outside in the atmosphere, even for a short while, and just to be able to kind of say, I can enjoy this, you know, I can get something from this. And you mentioned there as well, you know, the census, and that was something else that I was thinking of as well. That's very useful, the grounding exercises, to kind of bring yourself back to the moment, focus on your breathing. You know, your breathing is obviously the most, you know, connects you really to the earth in the most important and natural way. Take a deep breath in for 4 and out for 6, breathing out more slowly on the out breath. Kind of just say, yes, I'm okay, I'm safe, everything is good. And focus on 5 things maybe you can see, focus on 5 things you can hear, focus on 5 or 1 or 2 things you can feel touching your body, your clothes, your chair, and using all of the senses, as you said there, the sight, sound, touch, taste and smell, to bring yourself back. And if you're feeling stressed, you know, think of your favourite things, like your favourite movie, colour, animal, person, place, season, book, you know, anything like that that kind of brings you back into your own relaxed and safe place. Because as I said, you know, people can feel anxious, they can feel like they're being swept away with all of this excitement and the commercialism of it all. And, you know, just come back to yourself and say, you know, I can enjoy the bits I like, whether it's carols on the television or people, you know, who kind of, you know, like the religious aspect. You know, they can look forward to mass and carols and different things like that. And, you know, so just to ground yourself in all of the things that you enjoy yourself, and that you can enjoy all of these things. And somebody said to me lately, I'm just looking forward to doing nothing. Mm. And obviously that was after the Christmas day and the cooking and all of that. It can be okay just to look forward just to doing nothing.
Yeah, Absolutely love that. Last night, myself and the husband had a, I'm going to say date night, I suppose. And we went to the Christmas market in Goy and didn't spend a penny. Did not spend a penny. Did not go to buy presents or spend a penny. Just went to get the atmosphere of the big wheel was all lit up and you know the smell of the market and all the rest of it, and just to soak in the atmosphere and be there and enjoy it without the commercial side of things. And that was magical. Now I will have to go back and do the rest again, but you know it was really a nice memory. So when I'm in the hustle and bustle, why not take my mind back and daydream about, you know, experiencing it in a nicer way.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, it's lovely to call it a date night. It's so important, you know, and I say that to my clients all of the time. And you know, it's kind of, when did you last have a date night? And you know, the kind of, what, you know, what is that? But you know, it's so important, you know, to do that as well, you know, to take that time for yourself. And just, you know, the lights and all of that, you know, just they break the darkness of the winter. So it's good to be able to go out and experience that as well.
Yeah, and also I think the other thing that would take pressure off is knowing that we don't have to do things in a certain way. And what I mean by that is, I was speaking to a couple recently, or the wife of a couple recently, and she was saying that, you know, they're an older couple and they don't have children and stuff. And their tradition on Christmas Day, they take a picnic and they go out to the beach and they sit there. It used to be a thing that involved walking the dog, but now it's the dog's no longer with them and that. But you know, you don't have to have this big massive turkey. You don't have to have, you know, the way it's portrayed on television. You can do things your way.
Yeah, that's very true. And as you said, for people who don't have children, Christmas is a very different experience. People that are living alone, people who are bereaved, you know, people who are working over Christmas, it's a very different experience for them. And maybe people who are sick or have sick children over Christmas, it's a very different experience. And like you said, really, if they could, you know, I suppose, take the pressure off themselves and say, no, as you said, it doesn't have to be. You know, it doesn't have to be the turkey and all of that. It can be anything really that works for them, you know, and that they don't, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the way you see it on the magazines and the beautiful table laid out. And for people who like that and enjoy doing that, it's brilliant. But not everybody is good at that, or not everybody likes that, or not everybody can afford that. So, you know, it's just really, I suppose, the most important gift is your presence. You know, it's your own presence and being with your loved ones, or being, you know, with your dog or your cat, or you know, being on your own, whatever way it is, just to kind of have that, as you say, the self-love, the self-care, getting through it in the best way. And then just one other thing that I really like. You know, if you're going into a stressful situation, or if you're in a stressful situation and thinking, I can't cope with this, is the warrior stance. Just stand with your back straight, your hands on your hips, and say, I am a warrior. Or some people say, I am a superman, or I'm a super woman. I know it sounds a little bit corny, but it does work, and it kind of brings you back. Yes, I can cope with this. I can get through this. This is a meal. This is a day. This is a week. And I will get through it, and I will come out the other side and get on then with 2023, and you know, with the best of goals and everything like that for the future.
Yeah, so I'm going to touch on something you said about the date night, and I'm going to bring that into people that live on their own. Okay, and what I'm going to say is, just because you live on your own doesn't mean you can't have a date night with yourself. This would mean, you know, set the table for yourself when you're having the dinner. Cook the dinner for yourself as if you were cooking for someone else, because you're worth that as much as somebody else's. Run the hot bubble bath if you can, light the candles, wrap up and get snuggy and watch a movie, you know. alone doesn't have to be, you know, on my own doesn't have to be lonely either.
Yeah.
If you plan things and put in that care, attention and detail as you would, as if you were doing it for someone else that you loved, why not do that for yourself and love yourself? And I think there's something very special in that as well. You know, they say when you are on your own, you find your best friend. And you can. And then the other side of that is, if you need human interaction, if you need things, there's so many things going on at Christmas you can get involved in. If you want to get involved in carol singing or volunteering, you know, on a toy drive or doing all sorts of things, they're always looking for. If people have a big tummy and a white beard, they're always looking for volunteers, you know. There's lots of stuff that if you really look for things, you will find things to keep you busy.
That's lovely. It is, and it is about kind of valuing your own worth and saying, yes, people will be glad to see me coming, because sometimes, you know, if you're on your own, you might think, oh, well, you know, that'll be all couples and children and that. To kind of say, no, I am worthwhile. I have a lot to offer. And it might be my singing voice, as you said. It might be my organisation skills and that. And absolutely, I think that's lovely. And then when Christmas Day comes, you have a lot of memories and you have a lot of joyful things in your mind to kind of think back on. And that, you know, and that it's not just all about the one day. And that's, I think that's lovely, Sharon.
Absolutely. And also remember, when you're visiting a household, even if they're a busy household, chances are they haven't been in the house with just their family since lockdown, right?
Yeah.
And the chances are that having a visitor comes and breaks the, you know, the mundane of looking at each other all day long.
Yeah.
So maybe that cheery smile coming round with a packet of biscuits is just what the doctor ordered, you know.
Absolutely.
So, value yourself and value what you bring to the table.
Exactly. And just, you know, getting out for fresh air, daylight exercise, and, you know, there's still some beautiful autumn colour around and that, and it is really nice. And it is about planning, you know, tomorrow after lunch I'm going to go for a walk, I'm going to do something for myself, or I'm going to go into the Christmas market. Because often when the day comes, you know, we can, you know, as you said earlier, it's cold, you know, you might think, oh no, it's too cold, I won't go out. So planning is good, and knowing that you have that for tomorrow to do, and that, I think that really helps a lot. And just always, and when you're at home, then, you know, just again, the grounding, but, you know, if you're feeling stressed, put your feet on the ground, remind yourself you're supported by the earth, and, you know, everything is secure and that. And it's when our mind kind of gets, you know, the washing machine, as some people call it, when the washing machine, the brain can be going round and round. It's kind of try and slow that down, just visualize that slowing down. My feet are on the ground, I'm here, everything is fine. I can choose what I want to do, and I can choose, you know, to enjoy Christmas. And then for people that can't, that have difficult things going on, it is, as you said, all of those self-care things, just to get through each day the best that you can, and to try to enjoy whatever part of it you can.
Absolutely. Well, you just got a lovely message in there from Anne, who's saying she's really impressed with the Christmas coping strategies she's hearing on the show this morning. Now, with that, we are having to go to our break, but there will be more coming up afterwards. This hour, we are talking about Christmas and, you know, the self-care and the self-love that it has to bring and we can bring to the table. But so far, Monica Jackman, that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us once again on 88.4
FM. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, and thanks. It's lovely to talk to you always, Sharon.
And hopefully hopefully we'll speak to you before, but if not, we wish you a very happy Christmas.
Thank you, Sharon, and the very same to you and all the listeners. Thank you.